Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Singena kanjalo ke ku the last hour yohlelo sijula ngezwi ngiyabingelela kulabo abasanda kungena. Siyakwamukela ngibonga ukuthi iphondo lihleli ku AM 657 sikhona na ku Open View channel 607 DSTV audio bouquet 882 ke nale Muruti Justin Matli sizoqhubeka ke nge topic yanamuhla sisakhuluma ngendaba yomkhuleko bazalwane kodwa today sikhuluma le hey ngiyazi ukuthi abaningi bazothi kanjani sikhohle ukuthi kumele senze lokho iBhayibheli sitshela kona
amen
whether kubhlungu but kumele sikwenze iBhayibheli lithi pray for your enemies
amen
yeah njobe ngisho phambilini ngithi omunye uzoba nemibuzo eminingi ukuthi kodwa uNkulunkulu angasipha into enzima kangaka angasiyala ukuthi senze into enzima kangaka phela if umuntu uyisitha kusho ukuthi kukhona into akwenze
yona exactly
ekuzwisa ubuhlungu uyabona
yeah.
And then manje moso ukhuleka lapha kumele ukhulekele lo muntu ukuzwisa ubuhlungu
it's not an easy one
ifana naleyo ukuthi forgive
yeah
Yes,
yeah.
Because you can't forgive umuntu ongakwenzanga lutho.
Exactly.
Kune pain, kuna something ayenzile empilweni yakho. Okay, mfundisi, before sizoqhubeka sikhulume le ndaba, ithi ngifunde imiyalezo embali engakwazanga kuyifunda ku the previous hour. Usesilungile Madinani beka sharela izwi la ku Hebrews 11 verse 1 uthi good day sis bahle, my message for today iyona incwadi ka Hebrews uthi now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we don't see. If your faith is grounded and secure in Jesus, then nothing in life will sway you. Storms will come and may knock you over, but they will not knock you out. Siyabonga kakhulu sisilungile ngokusherela izwi elinamandla. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Okay, kunomunye la. All right, this one u private bazalwane private lo. Uthi ngicela ukukhuluma nawe private. Sizenza kanjalo ngizokufonela. Yeah, isikhathi ke sithi 16 after 6. Mfundisi asibabingelele ekhaya bese siyaqhubeka ke ngengxoxo yanamuhla. Pray for your enemies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to greet all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much for tuning in to one of the best station ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sis Bahle, please allow me to read this verse as we proceed.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 5, and then I'm going to read verse 45. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Verse 46, if you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Sis Bahle, before we can speak about praying for your enemies, the first thing that we need to understand and what we need to know, Uguti, what creates enemies and what attracts enemies to us? Let me say this, Sis Bahle. God's favor upon a person is the one that brings or creates enemies. Child of God, when the favor or the blessing of God is upon your life, it does not mean that you'll be loved by everyone. Many of us, we want the blessing of God, Sis Bahle, to be upon our lives. We also want God's favor to be also visible upon our lives. But we need to understand that favor comes with challenges and also attacks. Unfortunately, you cannot walk in favor and not have enemies. While God's favor blesses you On the other hand, it creates animosity, hatred, and jealousy. While you are being favored or blessed by God, others will be saying, Sisbahle, why him? Why her? When your boss favors you and gives you a promotion, others will be looking and saying, why is everything about her or him? Listen, when God's favor or blessing is upon your life, you will be hated for no reason. And this reminds me, Sisbahle, of David in the Bible, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verse 6. The Bible says, when the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, the women came out from all the towns, singing and dancing with joyful songs. And they sang, Saul has slain his thousand, and David his tens of thousand. The Bible says this, Sisbahle, made Saul to be angry. Sisbahle, check this out. David did not say anything about himself in this case, but it was the people who were speaking well about David. So this shows us, ukuthi, some people will begin to hate you because of how well other people speak of you. Child of God, maybe you are being hated where you are and you don't understand why and what did you do. I'm here to submit to you this day that you did not do anything wrong, but you are hated because someone has spoken well of you. When people speak well of you, others will begin to be angry with you, just like Saul was angry with David. Sisbahle, see what jealousy does. When men of Israel went to fight the Philistines, they were fighting for their nation and for their people. Even the victory they received, it was a victory for the nation of Israel. It was never about a single person. But check what jealousy did to Saul. He said to himself, they have credited David with tens of thousands, but me with only thousand. He thought, what more can he get but the kingdom? Child of God, what God did for you and what God did through you makes other people insecure, and they wonder, what more can you get from God? The Bible says, from that time, Sisbahle, on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. Child of God, because of the good things happening in your life, there are those who have employed themselves to monitor your life, just like Saul. They are keeping a jealous eye on you. Child of God, your enemies are scared of your potential. Your enemies are scared of your becoming or what you will become. Sometimes, Sisbahle, the sign that shows that we are blessed or favored is the level of attacks in our life. Child of God, don't worry. You are not cursed. I repeat, you are not cursed. The challenges and the level of attacks in your life are a sign that you are carrying something. Even the thieves, Sisbahle, they do not break in an empty house, but they break in where there are valuables. Child of God, there is value in you. And that's the reason why the enemy is after you so much. Listen, the devil does not attack people who are not blessed or people who are not anointed. If you are blessed and anointed, you must know that you are number one enemy of the devil. Ask Job about it. In the book of Job chapter 1, for example, Sisbahle, God was boasting about Job to the devil. And God said to him, have you seen my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright. Sisbahle, it is something when people speak well of you, but it is grace when God speaks well about you. Sisbahle, just from this, we learn that bad things can happen to good people. I repeat this one. Bad things can happen to good people. When bad things happen to good people, it is not because they have sinned. It is not because they are being punished by God. But bad things happen to show and to demonstrate the power of God in their life. Righteous people, Sisbahle, are not immune from attacks and challenges in life. After God showed the devil how good Job was, then the devil answered God, "You have put a hedge around him and his household and on everything he has, but you have blessed the work of his hands so that his flock and herds spread throughout the land." Sisibatle, what irritated the devil about Job was the blessing that was upon his life and the favor that was upon his life. Job did not lose things because he sinned. Job did not lose things, Sisibatle, because he was unrighteous, but he lost all he had because he was blessed. So the blessing of God upon a person brings hatred from people, brings hatred even from the devil. Child of God, when you are being hated, don't be surprised. It's because you are too blessed. Sisibatle, it is very easy as we continue to pray for those who love you and to pray for those you love. But it is difficult to pray for your enemies. It is difficult to pray for those who hate you and to pray for those who persecute you. But Jesus says now, it was said that love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Sisibatle, the reason why we need to pray for our enemies is because we need them. Mlalele ekhaya, uyazidinga izitha zakho. Our enemies are part of God's plan and of God's purpose. Our enemies are useful, Sisibatle, in the hands of God. Child of God, God wants to prepare tables for you. But tables cannot be prepared for you when your enemies are not present. So in other words, what activates your tables are the presence of your enemies. So in other words, no enemy, no tables. But the more you have the enemies, the more God will prepare tables for you. Your celebration as a child of God cannot even start when your enemies are not present. Your promotion cannot take place when your enemies are not present. When God makes a celebration for you, Sisibatle, he will allow you to invite those you love and those who love you. But when God looks at your guest list, he will realize that there is a certain group of people who are missing. And those people are your enemies. And God will say, invite your enemies. Because what I'm about to do for you, I need to do it in their presence and not in their absence. Sisibatle, now I understand why Psalms 23 verse 5 says, he prepares a table for me. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Child of God, God wants your enemies to be present so that they can witness the power of God in your life. Child of God, pray for your enemies because you need them. You pray for your enemies because you need them. In other words, your success is going to happen in their presence, not in their absence. Sisibatle, this reminds me of the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, verse 24. The Bible says, a man sowed a good seed in his field. But at night, while everyone was sleeping, the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat. And the owner's servant came to him and said, "Sir, do you want us to go and pull them out?" And this is the things that sisifuna yesabantu uthi izinto skhitshwe nje skhitshwe. Naye wayekhuluma uthi se, "Do you want us to go and pull them out?" I like what the owner Sisibatle said. The owner said of the farm said, "No. Let both grow together until harvest." Sisibatle, there are things we want to remove in our lives. And God says, no, let both grow together. Child of God, there are enemies you want God to remove in your life. I know. There are enemies you want God to remove in your life. But God says, no, Don't pull them out as yet. Jesus did not pull Judas out of the 12 disciples. I repeat this one. Jesus did not pull out Judas from his team, but he allowed Judas to be there. Child of God, sometimes Judas, you need a Judas in your life, because sometimes Judas has a way of pushing you to your destiny. I repeat this one. You need a Judas in your life, because sometimes abo Judas banendlela ukuthi bakuphushele to your destiny. Servants of God, sometimes Judas is necessary in your ministry so that he can push you to your next level. The owner of the farm says, but as I continue, what he let both grow together. Listen, the reason why the owner of the farm said to his servants, don't pull them out yet, is because he trusts what he has planted. Eish, I love this. But the owner of the farm trusted what he planted. Child of God, the reason why God does not take you out of that situation is because he trusts what he has put in you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, everyone who's born of God overcomes the world. Child of God, you are born of God. Do not be afraid. You will make it in life, even if you are surrounded by enemies. But the truth is this, you are going to overcome. You may be surrounded by witches and wizards. Don't be afraid. I repeat, don't be afraid. You will make it and you will prosper in their presence. Not in the absence of the witches, in the presence yabathakathi, uzophumelela mntwana kaJehova, baloku bakhona, you will prosper. Since but there are things and also people we wish God can take away, but God says, bayeke, leave them. Imagine if the owner of the farm allowed his servants, since but to pull out the seed or the weeds, then the power of the seed would not be known. Child of God, the reason why God is not removing your enemies is because he wants his power to be proven and to be seen through your life. Child of God, what God has put in you, lento uNkulunkulu ayifake kuwe inamandla. Lento uNkulunkulu ayifake kuwe iyaphila. Lento uNkulunkulu ayifake kuwe iyanqoba. Sisibahle, now I understand why Jesus prayed for us the prayer he prayed. In John 17 verse 5, Jesus says, Father, my prayer is that you take them, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world. Since but I know a lot of people are wishing for God to take them out of this world, because we're living in difficult times, we're living in evil times. And remember also uJesu wayikhuluma le ndaba before. Wathi kulomhlaba nizobana nenkinga, in this world you'll have troubles. But listen to the prayer of Jesus. Uthi uJesu makakhuleka, uthi Baba labo unginikeze bona ungabakhiphi emhlabeni. The ones that you have given me, don't take them out. So akumelanga sijahe ukuthi sikhiphe izinto noNkulunkulu naye akasikhiphe emhlabeni. The ones you rapture them, Lord, from the world. But Jesus' prayer says, keep them in the world. Child of God, you've been prayed. Ukuthi ube la emhlabeni. Lo mhlaba lo omoshekile. Lo mhlaba lo onezinto eziningi. Inabathakathi, inababulali. But Jesus has prayed. Ukuthi sibe in the same world. And why is this, Sisibahle? It's because God trusts what he has put in us. UNkulunkulu lento ayifake kithi uyazi ukuthi injani, uyazi ukuthi lembewo ayifake kithi inamandla iyanqoba. And Jesus continued to pray, sisibahle, wathi Father, protect them from the evil one. Child of God, you are protected, and it does not matter how many people hate you today or how many enemies you have, but you are protected. The Bible says, the Bible also speaks about Paul, sisibahle, ukuthi uPaul naye there was an issue that bothered him. The enemy put a thorn in his flesh. The Bible says Paul pleaded with the Lord 3 times to take away the thorn. Child of God, I'm not sure what thorn is there in your life today. Maybe you have been praying the same prayer to God to take it away. Listen, in response to Paul's prayer, God did not take the thorn away, but God said to him, my grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness. Child of God, God's grace, umusa kaNkulunkulu uanele for wena. Listen, if God does not take away any issue from you, you must know that he will give you grace for it. I repeat. If God does not take away any issue away from you, it means uNkulunkulu uzokunikeza umusa for that situation. Child of God, that sickness, that disease in your body will never kill you, because the grace of God is sufficient and his power is made perfect in weakness. Child of God, pray for your enemies because you need them. Remember Joseph, Sisbahle, after God showed him where he was taking him, yet God did not show him how he was going to get there. Sometimes uNkulunkulu uyayenza lento lokuthi akubonise ukuthi ukuyisa kuphi, but angakubonisi ukuthi uzondlula kuphi nokuthi uzohlangabezana nani. Same thing happened to Joseph, but God in his plan, he knew that it was going to take jealousy, it was going to take hatred, it was going to take rejection, it was going to take betrayal and enemies to get Joseph where he needed to go. In other words, when you have destiny, when you're a person of destiny, umntwana kaNkulunkulu, you must know ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyuza lezinto lezi, I jealousy, I hatred, I rejection, I betrayal, ukuthi akhona ukuthi akufinyelelise la kumele ufike khona. So God is able to use these things. In other words, your enemies, Sisbahle, are your transportation to get you where you need to go. When Joseph's brothers sold him to the Ishmaelites, they did not know that they were financing his transportation. Listen, your enemies are important to get you to your destiny. Jesus, Sisbahle, he needed Judas ukuthi afinyelele esiphambanweni. Remember, there was a time when Jesus told the disciples, "Ati guys, time is coming.
Yeah.
Ukuthi I'll be betrayed." Mm. And Petro tried to protect him from that.
Mm.
"What, you know, Lord, no, no, no. UJesu makakhuluma wathi kuye, Peter, you don't have the things of God in you."
Mm.
So in other words, khona izinto ezingafuni ama friends.
Yeah.
Khona izinto ezidinga ama enemies.
Yeah.
Because it did not take Peter for Jesus to get to the cross.
Mm.
But it had to take Judas.
Mm.
That's why I say you need your enemies. That's why we need to pray for them. Because our enemies, because bayazonda kangaka ukuthi bangaboni, basiphushela la uNkulunkulu asifuna khona. So Joseph also needed his brother's hate to get him to Egypt. You also need your enemies, child of God, in order to reach your destination. Pray for your enemies because they need to finance your transportation.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Inamandla mfundisi, uthi ama enemies wethu, izitha zethu siyabadinga ukuthi babe duzane nathi.
Yes, definitely.
We need them. So we pray for them ngoba we need them. And asibakhulekeli kuphela, siyabakhulekela, siphinde sibathande.
Yeah.
Hey. Hay uNkulunkulu yazo uzokushaya la.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhlawumbe umunye ke uyabuza ukuthi yebo ngiyalizwa izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasiyala ukuthi asithandeni izitha zethu, asikhulekeleni izitha zethu, and noma bakuzwise ubuhlungu kangakanani. Akusuwena okumele ubuyisele lobo bubi.
Yes.
Asibuyisele ububi ngobubi, sibuyisela ububi ngani? Ngothando.
Ngothando. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So omunye uthi, okay, ngiyamxolela kodwa kuzokwenza muphi umehluko empilweni yami?
Okay, when you forgive a person, it's actually more for you, because the more you walk in unforgiveness, the unforgiveness becomes like a cancer. It eats you.
Yeah.
So when you forgive people, when you release them,
yeah,
it's also good for your health, because e hatred nayo nenzono and unforgiveness zenza ama high blood, zenza ama shugela, you know all the unnecessary things. So forgiveness, it's actually a way of us detoxing.
Yeah.
So when you say forgive them, Lord,
you're
actually detoxing yourself, because you are saying you don't want to keep this thing. Even because sometimes but when I do your part, today si asindwa siphethe umthwalo because of there's a lot of unforgiveness. Abanye abantu sisibathle abadinga amapilisi, abadinga ama psychologist, abadingi abafundisi per se. They just need to forgive.
Wow.
And once they start to forgive, then healing takes place.
Yeah.
Then they start to realize good to know, man. But because they're harboring, you know, kona abantu abaphethe inzondo to that lo muntu lo until ngibona angene thuneni, you know. And by doing that, you can imagine years and years go by uphethe lenzondo, and lenzondo instead ukuthi yena idla wena umnikazi wayo. So forgiveness is important for also ourselves, ukuthi so that we can start the process of healing. It's not easy, we must admit, sis Bahle, more especially if you've been wronged, you know, but it's a way of healing. Ukuthi we need to learn to forgive, you know, we need to let go as abantwana baka uNkulunkulu. Many times sis Bahle uthola ukuthi asikhona nok, I like to make an example ngendaba yese bank. Have you seen a bank khona lo mnyango ukuthi mawufika khona mawungena khona moma next to the door uyavula, but before the other one ephambili ivula, the other one must be closed. So many times as khona ukumuvela phambili because the door behind us is not closed. Usaphethe lenzo nokudala ukuthi maybe I boyfriend yami ngenze so, your ex husband, your ex wife or umfundisi wakho kwenzeni. So a lot of Christians are living in bitterness, they are living in unforgiveness, and that thing iwaste isikhathi sethu, iwaste destiny, iwaste ama blessings wethu, because uNkulunkulu akakhona ukuphora into us because kugcwele lenzo. This is no Jesu naye in the cross, one of the powerful ministry wayenza wathi Lord forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. So naye he was positioning himself for the heavens ukuthi ahambe ngananzondo, so he had to release naye before he left this earth. So it's important, it's a good question ukuthi we need to learn to forgive those people.
Wow. 1642 asizwe lapha ekhaya ukuthi wena le ndaba esikhulumayo we understand ngayiphi indlela, and uyabakhulekela yini? Do you pray for your enemies, mzalwane? And uma ukwenza lokho kuletha muphi umehluko empilweni yakho, kuletha muphi umehluko kulempilo yalomuntu omthatha nje ngesitha sakho? But anyway, I believe ukuthi uma uzoqala ukukhulekela isitha, angeke usamthatha njengomuntu oyisitha. Uzomthatha njengomuntu, I think ngendlela uNkulunkulu aye adila ngayo ngalabo okuthi naye baye bambetraya, uthe abazi lokho abakwenzayo. So I think inakithi kumele iqale lapho ukuthi you know, this person ungenze lento akayazi lento ayenzayo. Let me forgive her, let me forgive him, let me pray for him ukuthi mhlambe ayibone lento ukuthi i wrong ukuze angasayenzi komunye umuntu.
Amen.
Ithi size lapha emakhaya kodwa ngizondlula ngala qala, zivuliwe incingo 0123341322, WhatsApp call 0781400778, onga voice note na ku 0826572721, noma uthumele i text lapho. Angenze kanje, buka isikhathi sakho, kusho ukuthi uma sibuya sizobe sisalele i plus minus 10 minutes ukuthi nawe ungene kulendaba. Siyathanda ukuzwa uvo lwakho.
Phulaphula i radio pulpit ukhanyiseleke kwelilizwe eliminyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV audio channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku App Store noma ku Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
012-334-1322 sikhuluma la indaba yokukhulekela izitha zakho your enemies izwi lithi asibakhulekele bazise ubhlungu bakhulume amazwi abhlungu and loyo muntu wagcina esitha noma umbona endlula uthi yey angimfuni uyazi angimfuni
yeah
ungamfuni kanjalo kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi mxolele uNkulunkulu uthi mkhulekele mthande sawubona usemoyeni
kwasaza
gali mambo
ezabiyabingelela umfundisi
ah ngiyakubingelela baba wami ninjani
siyaphila mfundisi
ah ngomusa siyabonga
nawo balaleli bonke be radio pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti thokotisa yabona mfundisi yatokotisa leti Yethu le ntokozo mfundisi.
Amen baba wami.
Uyabona mfundisi ngase ngatholakala mfundisi.
Yeah.
Ngitholakele mfundisi. Manje kumele ngibulawe mfundisi. Ngathalaza mfundisi.
Amen.
Ngithi uNkulunkulu ngivikele uNkulunkulu.
Ah, Nkosi yami.
Waba ke lo muntu lo bafuna ukungulawa nesibhamu. Kanti sonkonzweni Baba khona izi likhulumayo lapha ePolpit lapha kume khona ubaba usilinde lapha.
Eh.
Yena ngeke oyehlile lati ungasabe ungathami ndakulwela. Lo muntu umfundisi wagwazwa ngomesa khona ngale ebusuku. Wandile emhlabeni. Lo bekunguyana lo embophisa emthwalisa mfundisi yazi ukuthwala bathi kubopha. Oyaza sekufuna mina manje.
Yo.
Sathi bona simambo, phela usilinda wangeza mfundisi, baba usilinda lo se Greenville. Wangikhanda ngasindiswa mina. Lati mina ngisindiswa ngomukelo uJesu Kristu. Akekho umuntu la. Akona njumla. Lo mfundisi ufamba moyeni lo baba lo ngisho yena loyo. Lo baba uphisa loya. Ngeke ngisho isonto lakho. Hayi ngathi uNkulunkulu lo angafi kufuna kubona ukuthi wena uyaphila ngikhuluma ngingedwa mina ngitshela uNkulunkulu angafi njengaloya kuphela futhi ngumshaya mfundisi nakusene ngambheka ngathola ukuthi seyangesaba manje esaba uyabona ikufa kwesitha sethu asiyona impendulo kahle yena ngibona abanye babulala amakhosikazi asiyimpendulo kahle
Yeah.
Umuntu ufuna nje uma singasambisani kahle nje umuyeke nje uthume kuye.
Yeah.
Ngibingelele nakathi manje abantwana siyaphila hayi kuhle kuhle umphe noma imali ekho drink uthi thengela abantwana ukudla nayo imali. Ubuhlobo nje sekube nobuhlobo lo muntu waba yisihlobo lo ke lo mama moya balufile dawane yazamfundisi.
Okay, kunomunye la kani mambo. Naye uthanda ukungena Paule.
Kani mambo mfundisi.
Siyabonga baba.
Kani mambo, siyabonga ngokuphawula kwakho. 012-334-1322. Isikhathi sithi 16:48. Wake waba nesitha and wavula iswi. Lathi kuwena, mkhulekele. Pray for your enemy. And kwenza muphi umehluko empilweni yakho kwenza muphi umehluko kuyena lo muntu okuthi uyisitha. Sometimes thina mfundisi si kwabanye sizitha zabo and ungazi ukuthi wenzeni.
Yes.
Sawubona usemoyeni?
Yebo kunjani?
Siyaphila ma wena njani?
Ngifuna ukukhuluma nomfundisi osemoyeni radio BBC.
Ukulalela.
Sawubona mama.
Yeah. Nithi mfundisi wami ngiyabonga.
Amen.
Ngoba mfundisi wami ungipholisile. Ngempela kwakufanelekile ukuthi empilweni sibe nabo Juda.
Yeah,
ngoba uJuda usondeza kuNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
And mfundisi wami noJesu wathi ekugqibeleni kwezinto zonke sebemenze bonke okubuhlungu. Ngikhuluma ngoJesu Kristu waseNazaretha owathi ahangena emasinagogeni ephilisa abantu, abavula amehlo ishosha zisukuma abangaboni babona, abawopha for 12 years waphela umopho. Kodwa ekugqibeleni kwezinto zonke bamphika, kwaba yibo abamgwazayo, kwaba yibo abathabamazi. Kodwa ekugqibeleni kwezinto zonke wathi baba baxolele ngoba abakwazi abakwenzayo. Nathi kuko konke mfundisi wami regardless ukuthi basenzeni, masiba xolele abantu. Amen.
Amen mama. Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Sure.
Regardless ukuthi bakwenzeni asibaxolele.
Hey Nkosi yami.
And you know lokho ngeke ukwazi ukwenza ngobuwena.
Yeah.
You need usizo olukamoya ongcwele.
Amen.
Ngoba into enzima kakhulu le.
Kakhulu.
Izimo zihlukahlukile ukuze you know ugcine lo muntu mhlambe uthi angemfuni. Yes. Izimo nje ezihlukahlukile.
Yeah.
Incingo zisavuliwe, khuluma nathi sizwe uvo lwakho kule ndaba yokuthi pray for your enemies. 0123341322, WhatsApp 0826572729, WhatsApp call 0781400778. Manje ke mfundisi, wenza njani if wena isitha lo kunomuntu okuthatha njengesitha? What do you do? You pray for yourself or you pray for this person okuthatha ukuthi uyisitha?
Yeah, I two way. You pray when you know, because sometimes like you buzile ecaleni ukuthi you find ukuthi sometimes we see it as say somebody else but ungekho aware.
Yes.
Because like for example we spoke about indaba ka David.
Yeah.
Ukuthi abomama babaphuma empini bacula bathi uSaul wabulala thousands but David killed tens of thousands.
Yeah.
So David lapho sisibahla akazikhulumelanga ngokwabantu bebakhuluma. So David naye gatangekho aware ukuthi lento le ukuthi abantu baqule bahlabelele kanje seyihlukumeze umunye umuntu. That's why ngithi sometimes uthola ukuthi you become an enemy unaware, and uba enemy simply because maybe somebody has spoken well about you. Just usisibahle umuntu o right. Abanye abantu that word nje ukuthi why kumele kube yena. Yabona? So when sometimes you're not aware ukuthi you're an enemy to some, but when you know, obviously the important thing is also to pray for them ukuthi baba basize labantu labo ukuthi bangasetshenziswa uSatan, bakhona ukurealize ukuthi into ebenza iwrong. But another thing usisibhadla that I want to ngicela ukuyiphawula khona into oyikhulumile earlier on ukuthi also nokuxolela anye ukho ukwenza ngamandla wakho. That's very important because when you have enemies abantu ba for example who have rejected you, have betrayed you, you know abakuzisa ubuhlungu, it's a battle between the spirit and the flesh, you know. That's why no Jesu naye it was difficult wafika to a point where akhuleka athi baba if it is possible may this cup pass but yet not my will your will be done. So in other words, but even in the area of forgiveness, it's not something that is going to come automatically. Kumele sikhuleke sithi Nkosi lo muntu lo ongihlukumezile, lo muntu ongizwisa kabuhlungu, ngicela unginikeze amandla ukuthi ngikhone ukuxolela. So indeed ukuthi anyeke ngokwakho ukwenze, because iflesh nayo iyalwa ukuthi hayi ungamxoleli, you justified ngale pain, you justified ukuthi nawe umzwisa ubuhlungu because now ukwenze 1 2 3, you know. But at that time you need the spirit to take over the flesh, you know, ukuthi inyama we suppress bese umoya utheka control. So it's important ukuthi uxole, na it will take God namandla wakhe ukuthi sikhone uxole and let go.
Asilalele nansi I voice note.
Ndumela sisibahle. No, mfundisi umathi lapho.
Ndumela mama.
Ndumela mama.
Amagama a. Ayona ona. Le topic le yinzima kakhulu, kodwa thina ngokwethu ngeke sikhona, uNkulunkulu usikhonisayo.
Mhm.
Mina nginqoba ngokuthi okokuqala bangtshontshe imoto.
Mhm.
BMW. Hayi ngadinaya ngathi hayi silongiphila nomntwana amaphila. Hayi. Eh yangshaya. Yabuye labu iqiniso. UNkulunkulu wangisiza ngokuthi yena uyabazi ukuthi abubani.
Mhm.
Nokuthi bakwenzeleni lokho, nokuthi kuphi.
Mhm.
So wathi ngibacolele. Yakho ngang bekungasilula ngempela ngavula umlomo ngathi I choose to forgive them ngoba bakwazi abakwenzayo. Ayiyandlula nanamhlanje angibazi, nemoto ihambile kulungile, but enhlizweni yami khona ukuthula.
Amen.
Baphinda bangitshontshela endlini, baphula bangena bathatha amakhompyutha, bathatha konke amakhardeni nani nokusha ebekile, bangishiya namacardbox. Eh yangishaya sisibahle ngile lapha ihlabi le block B. Yangishaya.
Sure.
Yangishaya ngakhijima namaphoyisa, ekugcineni ngakho konke ngathola ukuthi umntwana abengakwazi, ngelinye ilanga base bayamshaya ephathisini ngasukuma ngathi niyamyekela. Ngamxolela lo mntwana ngathi ngama ukuthi akathola usizo. But lokho aku kwangihluphi kakhulu, ngathi lo mntwana akayazi into ayenzayo. Kodwa angibakhulekela kakhulu yilaba abasithengile lezi zinto, ngoba labantwana bayathenga bayathengisa. Laba abathengayo ngelinye ilanga baphula futhi endlini bathatha impahla zabantwana. Khumbula iradio lihlakile bese sekhona, ngafona lapho wena sisibahle kubaphaswa. Ngathi lo muntu othethe impahla endlini ngiyemxolela kakhulu futhi ngoba akakwazi akwenzayo, but loko okuthengile athenge ayogcokisa abantwana bakhe. Wathi umfundisi a-e kusasa uma ngalo mntwana atshontsha, kanti umthengile into zokutshontshwa. Uthatha impahla uyayibona le nto yi-600 wena uyithatha nge-R50 or R20 and unika lo mntwana kuthi akayothenga inyawupe. So asinto elula, kodwa but mangajwayela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngikhonise mina angikhoni. Ayilula kakhulu, sengiphila ngakho lokho.
Yeah.
Uthi Nkosi bacolela abakwazi abakwenzayo, ngiphila ngalokho ukuthi Nkosi wena uyabazi. Ngelinye ilanga ngabamba enye case umuntu lo. Hey inzima kakhulu, inzima inzima. Cabanga mangareach abantu abathathu or abayi-4. Awubazi labantu bayenza into bayenzile bahamba. So phila naleyo nto kakhulu, manje fanele ubakhulule labantu awubazi. Kwakungasilula, kodwa lo muntu wakwazi ukubakhulula. So siyabonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasikhonisa thina ukwethu angeke sikhona.
Yeah.
Mam Sara sisibahle.
Mam Sara.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Mam Sara, ke na le di good news for wena. Radio Pulpit e ko le tlhabile on the 29.
Amen.
This month, Good Friday ya rona tlaberile ko le tlhabile, ko le tlhabile ko by the stone of Ezel ko zone 10. Ko morutim parts tlaberile ko. Mme Sara, I believe hore lwena o tlatla o tlo worshipa le rona.
Amen.
Actually ke mema le tlhabile lo lotlhe ke mema le di black tse di leng gaufi le le tlhabile ke bua ka bo Jericho ka bo Khabalatsane ka bo Hebron
amen
diamonds wheel breads yeah
that's where I come from Jericho
yo muruti nako ya rona ke e ifedile one second in closing
yes as you pray for your enemies when we forgive our enemies in other words sithatha ilempile esibekile sinikeza uNkulunkulu
yes
because the Bible says the battle is not ours
amen
but the battle is the Lord I like the version that says vengeance it's mine says yeah. the Lord
yes.
so if ungaqulile it means wena ufuna ukuzilwela ngokwakho sometimes izinto the best uNkulunkulu kube yena azilwayo
amen
amen
bakuthola kuphi mongekho la emoyeni
I'm available ku 082-401-7518 and silapha e God's House Ministries e Watville e Gothalang Primary School room 7 sicala Sundays ngo 10 o'clock please come fellowship with us if you happen to be near ngikhona na ku Facebook under u Justin Martley na ku Instagram
amen
amen
Re le bo khamaruti re tla kopana gape next week.
Amen.
God bless you. O pastare le godi o yesa o zo hlala nawe njoba se seka Shilo 5 o'clock mina ngeya buya ekseni ngo 4 ohlelweni mphatlalatsane. Bless you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.